This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In the background, the song Calgary by this year's Best New Artist Grammy winner, Bon Iver, also known as Justin Vernon. We're going to ask you to think like a filmmaker, or at least to close your eyes and imagine what this song looks like. To make a video for the song, filmmaker Dan Hiding and Andre Durand conjured up an enchanted underworld where gorgeous people dressed in white gather at the edge of a swamp and drop in some red clumps that burst into flame on the water's surface. It's stunning to look at while scratching your head and contemplating its meaning. Dan Hiding is a talent to watch for, making video impressions of music rather than videos that act out a song's narrative. And a senior producer of the City of Music series on Pitchfork TV and director for At MN Original on TPT, he's helped put Minneapolis on the map for live performances of up-and-coming bands. And he's on the line from Minneapolis to share some of his creative spark. Dan Hiding, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well, and I just loved the Pitchfork headline for this video. It said, go ahead, just try to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So since we have you on the line, what's going on here?
In the Calgary video?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, Justin's lyrics are usually kind of opaque, and so it kind of fit to have a video that's similarly opaque with just kind of different imagery that's sort of special to Justin in a way. And, you know, it wasn't intended to be sort of understood, I guess. We just wanted to make something that was really interesting to watch and had a bunch of different cool visual in-camera tricks, which Andre, my co-director and DP, kind of came up with some really cool visual stuff. So, you know, it's not necessarily meant to be totally understood.
Well, that's kind of your, it seems to be your approach. I mean, I'm looking at, I looked at several songs from the deluxe edition of Bon Iver's second album. It's 10 short films. It's almost like one kind of surrealistic montage per track. So how is the video art that you did for that collection different from your average music video?
Well, I mean, I think initially when they were talking about putting together all these videos for the deluxe edition, you know, they were talking about using it for live projection and have it something that kind of augments what the band is doing and not necessarily takes attention away from it, you know. But we started kind of getting into making the videos, and, you know, they seemed like pretty interesting standalone pieces. And I know Justin kind of thought it'd be cool if people could have this visual accompaniment that they can watch on their iPhones on the train or whatever while they're listening, and just have kind of more of a visual audio experience than just listening to the record.
And they are sort of perfectly formatted for an iPad. I wonder about your thoughts on how the role of the music video has actually evolved since emerging in the 80s, especially with this new technology like tablets and smartphones.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that technology is a huge part of what's driving the recent, you know, spike in demand for video. I think, you know, it was big in the 80s, and then it kind of, you know, MTV stopped playing videos, really. They could, you know, they got into reality shows and all this other kind of content. And so I think it kind of went away a little bit maybe in the late 90s, early 2000s. But now, you know, with the advent of all this technology where people can watch on their iPad or their iPhone or whatever, I think people are getting used to expecting that kind of content from a blog or from a band or something like that. And so now, you know, music videos are used to promote bands. Labels want you to shoot live performances of bands so they can pitch it to TV, or so they can use it, they can offer it to a blog as an exclusive or something like that. And then there's also EPK videos that are used for press and things like that. So just video is becoming much more of an important thing to have as a band that's trying to promote yourself nowadays.
I was just thinking about how I might describe some of the videos that you've done and how different it is from saying, oh, you know, you remember in that scene when Michael Jackson dances with the zombies? You know, it's not narrative, right?
Sure.
There's this kind of mythic, phantasmic, if that's even a word, quality to the imagery in many of the videos. There's, you know, slow motion ocean waves in this song Halloween and this inky water in Minnesota, Wisconsin. Do you come up with these images while listening to the music? Is that what, you know, you kind of close your eyes and envision?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times I end up just working with my director of photography or if there's a co-director, and we kind of get together, we talk about ideas that we like and things we'd like to see. And then a lot of times, we, you know, like with the Holocene Deluxe video, you know, we just went up to the North Shore of Minnesota near Gooseberry Falls, and, you know, Andre knew of some really cool spots, and we just kind of went out there and filmed whatever we saw and took it home, and I edited it together. So a lot of times it's pretty improvisational, and you have these ideas and these things you want to go for, and then whatever happens is kind of what it ends up being the video.
Let's hear about another video that was maybe improvisational in some sense, but so beautifully constructed. This is the song Cloud Cults Always Be Bright, now for which you created this marvelous little video of this shadowy arm crayoning the scenes. Let's hear just a bit from the video first, the song first. It's a tremendous video with a lot of, I think, sweetness, a lot of romantic feeling, and you can hear the kind of boldness of the lyrics with red love hearts, you know, kind of popping up on landscapes. So what did you hear in this song, Dan Whiting, that Hiding, that led you to create this kind of a video?
Well, basically, I went to one of my professors when I was in college. He's a screenwriting professor named Vic Scahill. And I just sent him the song, and I kind of asked him to write something. So he kind of, we kept in contact after college, and he's a cool guy. And so he wrote this kind of thing about a traveler on a train and all these other scenes. And so he kind of made the skeleton. And then my animator, Dylan Bakke, and myself, you know, we spent 10-hour days in my basement, you know, taking a photo at a time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was very improvisational because Dylan would just have an idea like, well, let's make him go into this weird lake thing instead of, you know, whatever. And so I'd just be like, oh, cool, try it. Or sometimes he'd be just drawing something and I would just be like, oh, let's go more in that direction. So it was pretty much almost completely improvised from the original story that Bix had written.
And it is great because, you know, that you can see the sky in one scene is purple and then it gets erased and it turns black. The mood is, it's just amazing how the mood is evoked in this kind of sweet little crayoning. I really enjoyed it. Is that one, do you have a favorite among those that you've worked on?
A favorite music video that I've done?
Yeah. Or is that like saying, you know, which kid you like the best? I suppose it's tough to say.
Well, I don't know. I guess you could break it down, but I do have some favorite music videos. I certainly, the Bon Iver videos are all kind of my favorite. But then as far as the live performance goes, I think my favorite City of Music that we did was the one with Gangs, with Justin Vernon, is also in that band.
Oh, I'm so sorry we didn't pick that one. We actually picked Dale Earnhardt Jr. Just to ask you, I mean, that's your regular gig, filming live performances for the City of Music series on Pitchfork TV and the At MN series. I'm just wondering how it's different, you know. What are you trying to do as a filmmaker and get the most out of a live band playing?
Well, actually, my regular gig is Minnesota Original, which is, you know, on TBT, which is our PBS station here. Minnesota, so that's like my Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job. But then on the weekends and the evenings, you know, I work on the City of Music, actually. But sorry, what was the question again?
Well, you know what? Actually, I don't have time for the full question. I just have time to thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
To see a sampling of the work of Dan Whiting. He's also a director and editor for MN Original and TPD, and his fantastical videos for Bon Iver, Kathleen Edwards, and many more. You can take a look at those at wordofmouthradio.org and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Stay with us for Chris Smither. So just-